This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, ashhadu an la أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين وقال تعالى في مقام آخر لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم وقال تعالى قل إن تخفوا ما في صدوركم أو تبدوه يعلمه الله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا ينظر إلى أجسامكم ولا إلى صوركم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Early in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us about the fall of Iblis. He tells us about the fall of Iblis, who had a position of high rank amongst the angels, some say above the angels. But his reality came out because Allah wanted to teach us that it is not the external that matters, but rather your heart's deep connection with Allah that truly matters. Scholars, they say that Iblis did not lack the worship needed to please God, but rather he lacked the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, He took very good care of those governors that were under him when he was the Khalifa. And he watched them very closely, meaning he wanted them to be par excellence spiritually. And it's mentioned that once he wrote a letter to one of his governors, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu ta'ala an. And he said to Abu Musa, he said to him, من خلصت نيته كفاه الله تعالى ما بينه وبين الناس. He said a very profound statement. He said, whoever purifies their intention, whoever has sincerity in their intention. And what that means is that there's no ulterior objective behind what they're doing. It is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, whoever purifies, khulus, makes that intention pure, no motivation other than Allah, كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ النَّاسِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice for this person between them and their interactions with other. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he saw the importance of ikhlas, sincerity, which is an action of the heart, as the most important thing. And then he said to him, وَمَنْ تَزَيَّنَ لِلنَّاسِ بِغَيْرِ مَا يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ شَانَهُ اللَّهُ نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. He says, وَمَنْ تَزَيَّنَ, and whoever just shows something that is not within themselves, that is not within their hearts, شَانَهُ, Allah will, شَانَ, it means disgrace the person. And it's for this reason that Ali radiallahu ta'ala, see, the Sahaba learned this lesson. They learned the lesson from the fall of Iblis, that it didn't matter what your external showed. What mattered was what the heart actually had within it. And so they spent a lot of time working on cultivating the correct thinking, the correct thoughts, hearts that were constantly thinking about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I please Allah? Not externally, how can right now in my thoughts, I can make my thoughts in a way that Allah is pleased with me. Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and he also taught us this internal focus. مَنْ كَانَ ظَاهِرُهُ أَرْجَحْ مِنْ بَاطِنِهِ خَفَّ مِزَانُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Ali radiallahu anhu said, whoever's ظاهر, your external, whoever's external is أَرْجَحْ مِنْ بَاطِنِهِ, is better than their internal state. خَفَّ مِزَانِي, then your scale will be light on the day of judgment, because it doesn't matter what you do, it matters how heavy your deeds are. And the weight of deeds is judged by your sincerity, your ikhlas that you have when you're doing that deed. So Ali, he's teaching us, radiallahu anhu, he's saying, stop focusing on your external ibadah, your external this, your external that. He's saying, no, if you make your batin, arjah, stronger, better, then your internal better than your external, then your scales will be heavy on the day of judgment. Ali radiallahu anhu is teaching us something profound. He's teaching us to be people of depth. To further yourself, you must dig within your heart and your mind. And you must better yourself. Your heart must be forced to remember Allah, because deeds will be weighed according to the level of their sincerity. Now, sincerity, brothers and sisters, is a byproduct of something else. A mother will jump in harm's way to save her daughter or her child out of pure love. There's no mathing. There's no mathing happening when the mother jumps in front to save the child. There's no calculations happening. It's just instantaneous response because of the deep longing and love. So there's ikhlas in that moment. When that mother jumps in the way to save that child, there's nothing but pure love forcing that action. The calculation happening in the mother's heart in that millisecond is my intense love that I have. One time the Prophet ﷺ, he stood up to pray in the middle of the night. And Aisha tells us this story. Because it is ikhlas, it is that sincerity that must be developed in all the actions. She says, كان رسول إذا صلى قام, when he would stand up at night, he would pray, حتى تفطر رجلاه, until his feet began to swell. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an, she said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't understand what's happening. She says, Atasna'u hadha, are you going to do all of this? وَقَدْ غُفِرَ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. All of your sins have been forgiven, Ya Rasulullah. Why don't you get some rest? Why don't you lay down? So when the Prophet is standing and she objects, she's saying, why are you doing this? Your sins are forgiving. As I said, it wasn't mathing for her. It wasn't making sense. But the Prophet ﷺ took her to a deeper place. He said these profound words. He said, there's something deeper happening in this relationship with Allah. He said to her, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Look at the profound depth in his heart. He says, wait, no. Like a mother jumping in front of the child. It's just a reaction. He goes, wait, hold on. أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Wait, shouldn't I be grateful? Shouldn't I be grateful? This is a love-based relationship here. And that love was built by the remembrance of God and focusing the heart on Allah, not focusing on the external actions. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's focus was on the internal connection to Allah. The ability to close your eyes in this moment, right now. Right now in this moment, the ability to close your eyes in this moment and have a deep connection with Allah. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, you're on the court, you're out of breath, you just came back. Maybe you made a shot or missed it, brick, I don't know. But you're on the court in a moment that you would think you're distant from God. But in that moment, you're able to just in your heart say, Ya Rabbi, I love you. Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, I need you. Ya Allah, I'm sorry. So many of us are so distant, it's so hard for us to reconnect. What I'm saying is, in this moment you reconnect. In every moment of your life, you build a heart that is constantly remembering Allah. That is where the depth of action is found. Without which actions mean nothing. They're just external shells of worship. They're just external. A deep awareness of his presence is what's established through true remembrance of God. And I said you could do that in the gym, on the court. You could do it anywhere. You should do it everywhere. Because that is what gives depth to everything that we do. We are reminded by a very powerful narration. Because the Prophet taught us when he passed away, I have left you everything you need. You don't need anything after this. If you just hold on to my words and you hold on to the kitab of Allah, I got you covered for everything he said to us. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if the heart is not worked on, what happens? If you don't build that the ability to remember Allah, even while in the gym or even while at home playing with your children, whatever. If you don't build that, what happens? Well, I remind you of a hadith that is one of the scariest I've ever read. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the first people to be questioned on the Day of Judgment, and I will read the whole hadith because it's profound. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, أَوَّلُ مَنْ يُسْأَلُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةَ ثَلَاثَ. The first to be questioned on the Day of Judgment are three people. رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ عِلْمًا. A person who God gave knowledge of the deen. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah will ask this person, مَا صَنَعْتَ فِيمَا عَلَّمْتَ. What did you do with that knowledge you were given? فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي. I stood throughout the day and night. I taught. I did this. I did that. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى كَذَبْتَ. Allah will say, no, you're lying. That wasn't your reality inside. That's why I'm speaking about sincerity, developing a reality that is constantly connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wake yourself up here before you are waking up on this moment. Question your intentions now before they're questioned in front of all the creation. So he says, kadhabta, no, you're lying. And the angels affirm, they say, Kadhabta, you're lying. Rather, you did this to be called a sheikh. And guess what? فَقَدْ قِيلَ, it was said. Meaning you got what you wanted out of it. Don't expect reward from me today. Then the Prophet said the second person is a person that was given massive wealth. So they'll be called in front, and the external is that this person built everything. They built masajid. They built all types of beneficial things for humanity. And many of us would be looking at this person wishing I was them on the Day of Judgment, because we don't understand the internal is what really matters. It doesn't matter how much you give. It matters how heavy it is. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ said, there will come a man from my Sahaba who will give a handful of wheat this much, and it will be outweigh millions and millions of those given later, because that handful of wheat was given with so much sincerity that the scales, these scales on the Day of Judgment, measure it so different. It will say, what did you do with the wealth that you were given? He will say, I gave it in charity. I built this, I built that for your sake. Allah will say to this person, kadhabta, you lie. You lie. Maybe this person never stopped to question their intentions. Maybe they ignored it. The angels will reply the same way, you're lying. Rather, you did it so that you could be called generous. It was said, please move on. No reward from me. May Allah protect us. And the last one is a man who fought in the path of Allah, a mujahid. Fighting in the path of Allah, the greatest sacrifice one could imagine. And he died in the path of Allah. قُتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He will come on the Day of Judgment, and Allah will ask this man, what did you do with your life? And he will say, I gave it in your path. And to the man who died as a martyr, Allah will say, كَذَبْتَ. You're lying. You did it to be called brave. You did it for the dunya. You did it for some other reason that wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't for me. So I don't repay what's not for me. Simple as that. Like the time I bought my wife flowers, but I forgot to take the receipt, the tag off. They were on sale for 50%. She was happy when I first came in the door, but when she saw the ulterior motive of saving a dime, they lost their weight. They lost their weight. I'll try again and take this sticker off next time. The Prophet ﷺ in this scary hadith is teaching us to be people of depth, to be people whose hearts are connected to Allah. This is why he taught Umar a dua, a beautiful dua. He taught Umar to recite this dua. He was teaching him to look inward, not outward. The dua, Umar says, Alamani Rasulullah. The Prophet taught me this dua, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet said to me, قُلْ اللَّهُمَّ جَعَلْ سَرِيرَتِي خَيْرًا مِنْ عَلَانِيَتِي وَجَعَلْ عَلَانِيَتِي صَالِحًا. Oh, beautiful. He said, make this dua, Umar. Oh Allah, make my inner state, my heart state, my secret state, better than my external state. And make my external state good. Make my inner state better than my external state. And also make my external good. This was the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But how do we develop that? How do we develop that? Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he taught us that the cure for hearts is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alaykum bi dhikrillah. Alaykum bi dhikrillah. Alaykum bi dhikrillah. Hold on to the remembrance of God. The remembrance of God. Wa iyyakum wa dhikr an-nasi fa innahu da'un. And beware of just thinking of people all the time, because it's a sickness to the heart. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that you must watch what you think about, because what you think about build your inclinations. And from your inclinations becomes habits, and habits make your life. And so he says, the salah of yourself, the way to rectify yourself, is to develop within yourself a mind, a heart that is constantly thinking of God. He says, muraqibatan li waliyha wa ilahiha. Constantly watching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly cognizant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, and he was sent off to Yemen right before the Prophet passed away. And he had a feeling that this would be the last conversation he would have with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he asked him some parting advice. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Ayyul amal khair wa aqrab ila Allah, which action will get me closest to Allah? He spent years with him. He knows how to pray. He knows how to fast. He knows how to read Quran. He knows all the external, but he wants qurb ila Allah. He wants proximity to God. He wants to be close to God. That's what he wants. He doesn't want the external shell. He wants a heart that's close. He says, what action can I do that gets me close? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَن تُمْسِي وَتُحْبَأْ وَلِسَانَكَ رَطْبٌ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. He said, day and night, keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of God. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, a heart that is connected with Allah. And before I end this first khutbah, I'll share one more hadith taken from Kanzul A'mal. It's a narration from the Musnad of Mu'az, the same companion that I just shared from. And he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these beautiful words. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, udhkurullaha ala kulli hal. Just keep remembering Allah. Keep remembering Allah. With your heart, with your tongue, with your mind. Keep your heart connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be shy of thoughts, knowing that Allah sees your thoughts. Be shy before God. That thought came to my mind and Allah is watching me. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Udhkurullah ala kulli hal. That doesn't mean verbal, that means a heart that's constantly connected. فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ عَمَلْ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. There is no action more beloved to God, more beloved to God, than a heart that is constantly remembering Allah. وَلَا أَنْجَى لِعَبْدٍ. Now this is what gets me. Because how do I protect myself from falling into sin? How do I protect myself from tripping up? How can I assure myself, Ya Allah? So the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, وَلَا أَنْجَى لِعَبْدٍ مِنْ كُلِّ سَيِّئَةٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And there is no action that will protect you more. There is no action that will anja, save you in this dunya more. From what? Humiliation, from disgrace, from sin, from everything. There's no action that will save you more. في الدنيا والآخرة من ذكر الله. In remembrance of God. A heart deeply connected to Allah. فقال قائل, someone in the crowd, they yelled out, they said, Ya Rasulullah. Like me and you, they were shocked. We've learned about salah, we've learned about zakat, we've learned about prayer, we've learned about hajj, we've learned about all these great things. And now in this khutbah, the Rasul says there's nothing better than remembering Allah. So someone in the crowd, they yelled out, they said, Ya Rasulullah, what about jihad? There can't be anything better than that. Rasul said, وَلَوْ لَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ لَمْ يُؤْمَرَ اللَّهُ بِالْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِ. If it wasn't for dhikr of Allah, Allah would not order for there to be any jihad. There would be no salah if it wasn't for dhikr of Allah. There would be no hajj if it wasn't for the remembrance of Allah. The asal, everything objective, is a heart connected with God. Sincerity. Sincerity comes from love. And love is cultivated. It's developed. It's worked on. It's worked on. And it's worked on by stopping in every little moment and remembering that He's closer to you than anything else. And He'll always be there with you. The Prophet said, وَلَوْلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ لَمْ يَعْمُرُ اللَّهُ بِالْجِهَادِ. لَمْ يَعْمُرُ اللَّهُ بِالْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. My time is up for the first khutbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us hearts that stay connected. May He give us sincerity. Sincerity means that we're just connected to Him, and He is why we do everything. But sincerity is a byproduct of love. So may He give us His love. May He give us the ability to cultivate His love in our hearts. May He give us tongues that stay remembering Him, but more importantly, hearts that stay connected. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Seeing that our country has just gone through an election, I thought it was important for us to connect to the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the book of Allah, we always must turn back to the book of Allah. Because the book of Allah gives us insight to every situation that we could be going through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this beautiful verse, and remember to listen to the Quran as if it's your first time hearing it. Upon the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba knew the Quran, but when Abu Bakr read that verse in that moment, it was like they had never heard it before. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. The translation to this verse is, say, Allah first tells us, say it, or say these words. He's saying, repeat after me. Repeat after me. Allahumma, O Allah, Malik al-Mulki, the King of all the kingdoms. Tu'ti al-Mulka man tasha'. You give power to whoever you want. Wa tanzi'u al-Mulka mimman tasha'. And you snatch away power from who you want. Wa tu'izzu man tasha'. Because power in our mind is connected to honor. So this verse, Allah says, say these words, repeat after me, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, and you give honor to who you want to give honor to. وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, and you disgrace who you want to disgrace. Allah is in control. بِيَدِكَ. Allah is in control. Look at the next words. بِيَدِكَ. It's in your hand. الْخَيْرِ. Good is in your hand. Mu'az bin Jabal one day, I'll end with this narration, it's time to pray. Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an, one day he didn't show up to Jumu'ah. This narration is in Qutubi's tafsir, you can look it up. He didn't come to Jumu'ah. فَرَسُولَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw him after Jumu'ah sometime. He said, Ya Mu'az, ma mana'aka man salat al-Jumu'ah? What stopped you from coming to salat al-Jumu'ah? Mu'az said, Ya Rasulullah, hear me out. كان ليوحانا ابن باريا اليهودي عليه أوقية من تبرين. There's this Jewish man in Medina, Yuhanna. I owe him some money. Subhanallah. Sahaba dealt with the same things we deal with. I owe him some money. And كان على بابي. He was hanging out in my neighborhood, outside my door. And if I came out, I knew he was going to snatch me up and, you know, maybe take me to the jail, take me here, take me there, because I owe him money. So I just stayed in the house. Y'all don't know, man, when they used to call our house, the bill collectors, it's time to pray. But my mom would say, answer the phone, tell him I ain't here. I know it's lying, but you know, you got to save your mother sometimes. So we would answer the phone, and he's like, no, she's not here. So Mu'az bin Jabal is hiding inside and he can't go out and he's being stuck so much he couldn't get to Jumu'ah. That's not a dalil. Don't pull any dalils from this hadith. So the Prophet ﷺ says, Ya Mu'az, let me teach you something. He says, let me teach you this. And he says to Mu'az, Ya Mu'az, should I not give you something by which Allah will alleviate your deen, your debt, all of it wipe away? Shall I not teach it to you? Qultu na'am. Mu'az like, please, Ya Rasulullah. Please teach it to me. He says, Mu'adh, say these words. Qul, kul, say this every day. Allahumma malik al-mulk. And he recited the whole verse. And at the end of the verse, he said, say these words as well. You are the merciful of the world in the akhirah. Tu'ti minha man tasha'. You give who you will. You take back from whom you will. Wa man tasha'a taqdi anni dayni. And oh Allah, please fulfill my debt. Take my debt away from me, Ya Allah. فَلَوْ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ. The Prophet said, if you owed as much as the weight of the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would remove that debt from you. Power. The illusion of power may be in the hands of these people, but we must always remember that true power is with God. أَقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وأنعم على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وارضاهما جميع أصحاب نبيك أجمعين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن بقية الستة من عشرة المباشرة وعن أهل بيت نبيك أجمعين وعنا معهم بفضلك وجودك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عزنا ولا تذلنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عزنا ولا تذلنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا واعتدلوا سووا صفوفكم صد الخلل make sure the lines are straight fill in the gaps الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون فلولا إذ جاءهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قست قلوبهم وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون فقطع دابر القوم الذين ظلموا والحمد لله رب العالمين الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين
الله
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر تحيات لله صلوات السلام عليك أيها النبي السلام علينا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد اللهم صل على محمد كما صليت على اللهم بارك كما بارك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته جزاكم الله خير for joining us here at Qalam inshallah welcome home may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of our families those of our family members who are ill, those of them who have passed away, may Allah elevate them. May Allah make it easy for our brothers and sisters across the world who are struggling.